Item number eight is an application for subdivision rezoning for 21 Iroquois Bay under file DASZ 16 of 2009.
Okay, the applicant is Colin Chase.
Correct.
Oh, you're there already. Oh, Colin, welcome.
Thank you.
Briefly give us an overview of this application.
Back in January of 06, I planned a home renovation. If you'll notice from the original lot lines of that particular property, it's a very odd-shaped lot.
Yeah.
I applied for a variance for the proposed architectural drawings that I had developed and was declined based on the improper amount of backset. If you'll notice the left corner of the garage, it might be difficult to see, has a backset of approximately 3 feet, very, very short.
Okay, yep.
So there was no room for expansion in any shape or form. The at that point in time, I proceeded to check with Gulf Services and a number of different agencies to determine if I could purchase my backyard, per se.
Now, okay, I'm follow you so far.
The property in question has a tentative sale to myself with the land exchange.
Okay.
Based on positive feedback from you guys on the rezoning application.
Okay. So you're buying a portion of city land, or you're exchanging a portion of city land?
I'm doing an exchange. The property in question actually exists within what you would appear to be the existing backyard.
There's a fence there.
There's a fence that has been in place that is erected by, I'm assuming, the City of Winnipeg and Gulf Services some 50 years ago.
Okay.
Which makes the yard appear larger than it actually is.
So the city put a fence there, but what would appear to be your land is actually city land.
Correct. Which exists within the yard.
And you maintain it.
And I may have been maintaining it for 10 years that I've lived there, and previous owners for the house was built in 59, so.
Okay.
50 odd years. I've gone through the efforts of the rezoning application to purchase this small section in exchange for a small section in consideration for
everything what's existing within the fence already.
Not everything, actually.
No?
That would have seemed the normal route. Dealing with the area where it exists, I've dealt with the city conservationists, the Save Our Seine folks, Rivers and Streams, Gulf Services, City Planning and Development, a number of different agencies to come up with this solution, which we think is in favor of all parties involved.
So is there still land within the fence that belongs to the city?
Yes.
Okay.
It didn't make sense to myself originally, but this is a compromise that was made in consideration that the city would not give up the entire amount of portion because it was parks and rec land.
Okay. I understand. Any questions, Councilor Steves?
I do not know.
Okay, we'll call you back. To summarize, there's one delegation in opposition.
Okay.
David Daniluk. David, is there anyone else who I notice? Are you here?
Nine.
You're nine. Okay, sorry.
Get a pillow.
David.
Get a pillow.
No, we're down the home stretch, unless you want to talk to 11.
Well, I've got good news. It's about fixing an irregular shaped property, which seems to be a big issue on citizens' minds tonight, and preserving green space, so it looks like it's all good. I first became aware of this issue from the city planning department, primarily landscape architecture that works with the city, and raised the issue that an applicant had come forward seeking an what I would call a correction to a very silly and irregularly shaped lot. I don't think it should ever have been approved the way it is. When I was a realtor for 5 years, it was very common for people to discover that the natural boundaries or other means of demarcation, other neighbors' fences, etc., did not actually reflect their own property lines, and they were assuming that they had a certain property size. Along the Seine River, I'm painfully aware that of the 50-some kilometers of shoreline, there are many, many residents who encroach every year a few feet, a few feet, a few feet. This is something that is done consciously by some, and others are absolutely oblivious to the fact. It might start with mowing a little bit deeper into the property that is not theirs, setting up play structures, gardens, woodsheds, composters, etc. Eventually, an event like an application at city planning or some other event will occur which will bring to mind the actual property dimensions. The applicant would like to expand the property structure by adding additions. I believe it's two additions. It actually looks like one addition, but might change the dimensions of the property in two different directions. Yeah. And if that was all that was involved, the SOS would have no problem with it back at the time. And I would like to just mention that right now for tonight, SOS is having a board meeting. I am not an active board member. I'm here as a citizen and a member of Save Our Seine, but not representing the board. Unfortunately, the board could not attend because after a summer two-month interlude, they have some pressing business as well to attend and couldn't be here. So I've told them that I would convey that I'm not speaking on their behalf, even though they are not in support in principle of this proposal as is, and that if it could be delayed a month, they would have more time to prepare and attend and either present something. Having said that, when we go back, I've gone back to 2007 in October when we began discussing this, and I have spoken to Mr. Chase on the phone at one time. The issue here is that this is a land swap. And in the public realm, people assume that a land swap is a ratio of 1-to-1. In this case, I believe it is 2,800 square feet to 755 square feet. That's a very lucrative swap. That is a net gain or a ratio of 4-to-1, over 200% gain in property area and in property value. If this property were to be put for sale today, a prudent purchaser would want to see a survey, so would a bank, and they would notice the irregular lot line and the fact that the back deck is only inches away from the property line. That is why Save Our Seine even suggested a land swap. It is absolutely silly that this property should not extend to the fence. However, that should be a swap, so public preserve land for private land in an even amount would be absolutely reasonable. I think there's no one who would disagree with that. And this is not just in one individual circumstance, this is precedent-setting decisions that this council makes for the Seine River Greenway, this committee, I should say. So,
are you familiar with the Parker land swap?
Yeah. And the demise of Mr. Wyatt from it, yeah.
Of course, the ratio works the other way if you're talking value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, anyways.
Yes. And that's one
on Parker, not on this one. I have no idea here.
Yeah. That's true. That's a very complicated issue that I'm not appearing for today. And however, there are a few precedents that we are about to consider at this meeting, and I just want to make sure that the council members, except for Mr. Swandell, who's not here, are very aware of what is involved. This swap is in favor of the private landowner, who has been enjoying this property exclusively as private property by error or not. But in any case, it should belong to this person. The land should be corrected and swapped in favor that this land would conform with the regular lots around it. That makes sense. To grant an extra amount of land for an addition is a little bit of a stretch. In fact, I'd say it's quite a big stretch. We're leaving the 1-for-1 ratio quite far behind. Another issue is that the 755 square feet that would become city-owned land would exist only on paper. Because our city is so resource poor, we are unable to look after an extra 755 square feet in our parks department, which I find ridiculous. I'm sure that Save Our Seine, if requested, would look after that 755 square feet easily. My point is that in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, when the funding is in place to build a trailhead, the new owner or the existing owner or other residents may not be so comfortable with the idea of having a trail. So the decision being made is that we are approving a trail by making this decision tonight, which may or may never happen. That is the purpose why the city is taking advantage of having access to the riverbank property here. That was their rationale.
A trail, like you're...
An access.
You're suggesting an access to a trail, potentially,
which may go along the city golf course in the future, which in other jurisdictions around North America, somehow golfers and pedestrians are getting along fantastic. They don't have the luxury of the amount of green space that we have, so some days that becomes an actual real decision they have to consider.
Okay, so just to summarize, your point is that we're not getting enough land in return.
We're giving up too much land for too little in exchange, absolutely. The rationale for it should be that it should amend the regular lot shape and size to a proper lot and shape size consistent with the neighbors. This property would get less on the market for the exact same property with a regular shape lot. That can be corrected to the favor of the homeowner, absolutely. As a city planner, that is something that we should always do. I also think that there's a bit of an issue here that speaks to encroachment and demarcation of city-owned lands throughout the Greenway. So this issue will come up again and again and again as property owners realize when they have a survey, when they go to sell, or other reasons, that they don't indeed actually own the land that they have their play structures, their gardens, their extensively cut lawns leading up to. So I'm thinking there's a tap on the wrist of the enforcement people who should be told that they should look at these. It's easily available on your Google Maps, or I've seen the maps where on different neighborhoods we have this. You can see it very clearly. I know it would anger a few people, but it would avoid situations like this.
Okay. Anything else? Councilor Steeves, any questions?
So you're saying hand over... We'll take Parcel C as a city, but Parcel A is too big? Is that an oversimplification of what you're saying?
That's not all of it, but that's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. If it was a one-for-one ratio, how would anyone object to correct the size of the property to conform with a regular property that actually has the backyard that is being currently used as a backyard? For anyone else who has a property I have a property in the city that I have a couple properties, but if I wanted to expand one and I don't have the luxury of having a city-owned land bank backing onto my property, I have to put up with it or move or conform to that setback. In this case, you're treating this almost as a land bank that, and this is a precedent, this is not just for Mr. Chase's issue, I'm talking about many other property owners that this would affect in the future. And we would reappear with...
For whatever reason, the fence was placed there years ago, and Mr. Chase has been taking care of that land. I know that shouldn't fall into the equation, but...
I think it should. I think the lot shape is a ridiculously poorly sized lot. It gives too little backyard. I have pictures where his back steps are literally 18 inches from his property line from his deck. That should not be the case.
So right now, we have two abutting private lots, right, at the current situation. This proposal, and I'll apologize, I haven't spent a lot of time with this report, but this proposal now would allow that little piece of land coming off the sort of bulb in Iroquois Bay to be city-owned land, and potentially someone could walk through there.
Yeah.
But the land is to be maintained by the property owner.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, until we request, and so we want to put a pathway in here. As you notice, we haven't developed a pathway down there. So we'd have
to. It exists on paper only.
And you are here against this, David.
I am here with my wife having contractions due tomorrow and back from retirement to make this point to you guys.
Okay, I'm going
to
make two comments. The first is a personal one. You had better get out of here and get home right now. All right, that's my first comment. The second one is, I mean, if we're getting an access off Iroquois Bay, why are we not all over this?
Well, if we have designs for a trail in the near future, then let's build a design trail. Let's do it seriously. Let's actually come up with a trail plan that actually would use this.
First, we need the access.
But what if we do the extensive design but never get the access?
There are other ways.
David.
I'm serious.
Any other questions?
City planning. It's something that can be done. It can be overcome. I'm suggesting that this is too rich of a land swap in an individual situation. And I think that in order, this is to allow a setback for an addition. This is not just the existing structure and having a land swap.
How can it be? The land that the gentleman is receiving is larger, but you're not taking into account the value. I mean, who's going to buy that? Compared to an access off
how much is it worth?
How would you appraise
No one's asking but you, actually.
No, but how much can you appraise a piece of landlocked land? But look at the lot, how silly that is to have that narrow wedge coming off of there. Fix that. By all means, correct that.
There's nothing wrong with fixing it. In fact, I would be the first one to say it should have been like that all along.
Okay.
You have a chance.
Actually, you're going to get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. More questions for David?
No. You go home right now.
Okay. Thank you,
friend. Straight home.
There's a lot weighing on this decision, everybody.
There's a lot weighing on your stuff at home, my friend.
You can always make more babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, call.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Any comments as to...
I just want to interject a moment ago. David had mentioned about... I forgot what I was going to interject about.
Just agreeing with
The access part, we had spoken years... It's years ago now. In response to that, and I was all for saving the environment and having the trees. Part of the design of the home that we have, the yard itself is very treed, and we were trying to preserve as many of those trees as we could, so that we've had our architect work around as many of them as we can without allowing any to be cut down.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. But other than that, the property itself does not actually go to the river access. It adjoins to the property at number 23. So I don't have access to the same river at my land. It would, if that particular piece was to be taken over by the city, there would be a path that would go through, and then it could kind of wind behind the two properties and it would reach the river.
Well, no, that's the point. You could access it from here. You could access city-owned land from Iroquois Bay. You could walk
along
city-owned land all the way down to the river.
Right. And I actually met with a number of my neighbors in the particular area and discussed this particular land swap, and would they be opposed to a walkway. None were opposed to a walkway, but several were opposed to the fact that if the area was too large, then there was potential that a roadway could possibly go through, and if the golf course ever became public domain and was sold as condominium complexes, as has come up before, right, that there would be a roadway through there, and that was not something that they would have liked.
Okay. Thank you, Colin. Any questions? There's no more questions for the delegation? I don't hear any. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll take the chair. You move that the report of the public service be taken as read to start?
Yes, I do.
Public receipt of public representations be concluded.